What is up, everyone? Welcome to the Ground Karate Podcast. It has been a little bit since I've been on here. Been doing some stuff with the business, with the gym, and with the family. So, welcome back. It's good to be back. And today, I'm going to talk about how to judge how good you're getting. Now, sometimes, this can be really difficult, and some major mistakes that people make. So especially when you're first beginning, you know, you just get your ass kicked, and that's the truth of it. That's the raw of it. And there's not a whole lot that you can do about it except get tougher. And as you get tougher, you will start to get small wins. Your first small win may be not tapping. Your second first small win, it could possibly be tapping that person or sweeping a person or taking a person down. You know, these are often first small goals and small wins that people get. Now, people tend to base how good they are on how many times they tap someone and how many times they are themselves are tapped. So I'll say that again. Sometimes people gauge how good they are based on how many times they tap someone or how often they are tapped. So I think that these are you can't get away from them. When you first begin, this is exactly how you feel. And you will quantify success by the number of taps that you get from someone. And the dangers behind this, the problems behind quantifying success through those small wins is that they are a very, very, very small percentage of what is actually going on with you. You probably tap three times as many times as you tap someone. And that's for real. So it is a big deal when you tag someone or when you tap someone. Heck yeah. It doesn't happen too often in the beginning. So when you do it, it's a big deal. But you will get caught in this trap. And I'm going to call it an ego trap of how many times you tapped a person. How you made the tap is what you should be concerning yourself with. And that's the technique. You should be able to, and at a certain level you will, quantify your success by the level of your technique. The higher level you go, the deeper those little successes inside those techniques will be. Maybe you only want to get one sweep, and then you almost get it, but not quite. So there's a part of that technique that either you didn't do correctly, or you did it just a different way than you should have. So my advice whenever you are growing in jiu-jitsu and whenever you are feeling good and trying to really see how good you are, quantify your success and quantify your – gauge your development on your technique. Not on the amount of technique that you know, but how well you can do the techniques that you do. Because you'll always be able to rely on those suckers. And you'll pull it out whenever you can. So remember, y'all, don't get into the ego game of, ooh, I tapped this many people this many times. Or I was tapped this many times. I mean, I'll put that as like you're only watching one news source. You're only getting information from one source. And that's the tapping side. Oh, man, I tapped this dude four times. I tapped this one time. I tapped this six times. Well, how many other times did you tap today? You know, that ego is easily inflated. And it's I'm not saying you do it on purpose. I'm not saying it just happens. That ego is easily inflated because these are big wins to a beginner. But in the scope of jiu-jitsu, a tap is just a result of a big win. And the big win is the correct application of technique. Try to remember that. All right, y'all, stay safe out there. Train hard, train smart. I love you very much. Peace.